love. Sauro. Chiba tai ba 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 ba. Ah, what was the one? Gone too soon. Papa Zavanava. Kito on the guitar. Torah skira ma pons and it won't happen. Tapa mina pa ma minya papo. Chica ma huta on chisimba kore. Tapa mina pa ma minya papo. Ma pos, si ma pos. Tapa mina pa ma minya papo. Chica pa. Papo, so much kid on my phone. Mamma, Monya, Papo, Yama foot now, chasing a corre. Tamina, Mamma, Monya, Papo, Papo, Simma, Papo, Tamina, Mamma, Monya, Papo, Chipa, Chipa, Chipunduru, Mana, step, Benny, Pamma, Monya, Papo. Gone too soon, Bedwin. Fumbas with another.
That there is a dedication from the talented artist Kito to the late Soulja Love, who passed away on Tuesday evening. This episode of Criticast Extra, brought to you by Lighter Critic Eye, comes at a time when Zimbabwe is in deep mourning after the death of the celebrated artist. It was late in the evening on Tuesday when I was watching football. Barcelona are losing their match, but at that time they weren't. That I got the confirmation of the rumor. Early in the day he had collapsed. And people are saying you need to pray for him and that sort of thing. But Saul Muzavazi Musaka, popularly known as Soulja Love, had died. Well, how I got it was through one of my connections, but others would have heard it from Passion Java.
Akusina chibaba. Namo, namo, penyu. Chibaba fira pambuya dokas.
And so I reached out to a couple of people to find out what their thoughts on the death of the icon, that is Soulja Love. First I played Chief DMM, who knew Soulja Love personally.
Yo, this is Chief DMM, Crown Jewel. Yeah, that's what it is. Rest easy, Soulja Love. Rest in peace, long live Soulja Love, the legend of Zim Dancehall to the fullest. Can't say nothing, can't say more. Right now, it's your time. It's your time to shine. People are going to know about you and you're gone. So sad, but you've been the big boy in this game. You've done so much for youngins in the game, in the ghetto. People called you a Gunduru, my guy. You're one of the realest Zim Dancehall artists I've known. Put these kids on a platform, paved the way for them. 100. Soulja Love is going to be a beast, you know. Right now, his music is going to feed the streets. Everyone's going to listen to Soulja Love big time. People are going to know about the kid, about the struggle, what we had, the real shit that's going on down here, some of the shit that you don't even know. Shout out to Soulja Love. May his music live long. His soul, his legacy. Well, I don't know, to you people in the entertainment industry, please make this known. Make something with Soulja Love's name on it, so that we remember the youngins. He stood for this. He stood for us. As Zimbabweans, we need to be proud. Yeah. Rest easy, Cha. Rest easy, Makuruani. Rest easy, Gwedegwe. Rest easy, Conquering. Rest easy, Mwanastembeni. Rest easy, who? Rest easy, every other name in the streets. Rest easy. Rest easy, Cha Love.
There were others who knew him personally who said it was too soon to speak for them. When I reached out to them, they say the wound was still cutting deep and it was all hard and everything. One actually said, I am still trying to make sense of this, and I completely understand that. But I also got a bunch of other voices that I will share with you. First of all, I want you to hear from fellow artists.
Yo, 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 this is ASAF. Man, my thoughts on the passing of Soulja Love. It's such a sad thing when artists lose their lives. It's such a sad thing when, you know, people die young. He really meant a lot to this country. I think he meant more than people realized. You know what I mean? It's so sad that it took his passing for people to realize just how much he meant, not only to the genre of dancehall, but to the country, to creativity, to the entertainment industry, to music in this country, man. I really just want to send, you know, my deepest condolences to his family, to all of his loved ones, his fans, his friends. Like, at this point, all we can do is celebrate his memory and keep his memory alive. That's what we can do, man. So yeah, that's ASAP, man.
Peace. Yo, this is King Dilla, man. DMM. I just want to say, man, rest in peace to the legend of Zim Dancehall, you know, Soulja Love, you know, a legend in the ghetto, a legend in the music of Zim, man. I just wanted to, you know, put my hats off to him. Rest in peace. My condolences to his family, his fans, everybody. You know, he really lost a great artist.
Yeah, hearing the sad news yesterday about Soulja Love's passing was really devastating. I couldn't come to grips with it. I actually just thought it was just, you know, hopefully, you know, one of those bad rumors, but the reality is that it is true. It is really sad. Just losing, you know, such great talent at an early age is devastating. So much potential in him and, you know, respected and loved by many, and a true loss to the music industry. Very, very sad indeed. I'm really devastated, and you know, I just pass my condolences to the Soulja Love family and everyone, you know, who's mourning his death. I mean, it's really a big loss in the industry.
The death of Soulja Love for me has been, I feel like I have a lot of regret, because he is one of the artists that I wanted to work with. I'm a new artist in the industry, and I felt really hurt that I didn't get a chance to even connect with him at all, because over the past few years or months, you know, he's been a bit low-key, and having, like, getting the news of his death was really very devastating for me, because I felt like I could have done some work with this great talent, you know. He was very lyrically strong. He was very vocally strong. He had such drive that was immense. And I feel like his songs really spoke about his life, and they expressed exactly what he was going through and what he lived, you know. They were very authentic. It wasn't so much of, you know, the glitz and glamour, but it was about his story. And I think that's what made it really strong, because he spoke about what happened to him and what happened around him every day. And I feel like as artists, we need to express ourselves more in that light, just to give people a feel of how we live and to give them an authentic side, a real account of the life of an artist in Zimbabwe. And I really salute him for that. He did a tremendous job of telling us about the struggles of drug abuse, you know, the struggles of, you know, poverty and just not being accepted in society, and the wishes of a young boy who wished for his mother. You know, he touched on so many things which I feel are very topical, and things which I feel that society needs to talk more about. And he did that, or he did all of that. And I was really just inspired by how he loved his art and how good he was at it. So I just want to say rest in peace, Soulja Love, and you will be missed.
Hey, man. Yo. First off, I'd like to say, like, rest in peace to Soulja Love, and, you know, let his friends and family know that my prayers are going out towards them and everything like that. You know what I mean? Like, we've had to deal with, like, a lot of loss, and I feel that Soulja Love was, as much as he had his demons, he was still, like, a national treasure and everything. Like, you know, there were, like, a lot of people who, yeah, really loved his music, really, like, supported what he was doing in the industry, etc. And, like, you know, he's an artist which will never be replaced. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the guy was, like, amazing. Like, and how he used to come up with music and, like, with all sorts of, like, tunes and stuff like that. I mean, this guy would literally just get into the studio and just let it rip off the top of his head. Like, you know, I used to hear about people like that, like, you know, when they talk about Jay-Z or Biggie, like, you know, how they never used to write anything, like, when they got into the booth, like, you know, like, he was cut from the same cloth, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't have to sit down to write, music. Like, music just bled out of him. It was his oxygen. Like, or I could say his carbon dioxide. Like, you know, he breathed out music. You know what I mean? Another thing is, I don't know if a lot of people knew this about him, but, like, he was also somebody who, looked after his people. You know what I mean? He was very much about his people. Like, I was even telling my mom, like, just this morning, because she was actually the one who told me that he had passed, that, you know, I used to call him Soldier Love and his merry band of pirates, because, like, wherever you saw him, like, you know what I mean, he always had, like, a gang of people, like, an entourage of about 30 plus people, you know what I mean, like, who just moved around with him and stuff like that everywhere. Like, I remember there was even this one guy in his entourage who, like, the guy was in a wheelchair, and he had people who would carry this guy and his wheelchair around everywhere that he went, you know what I mean? And he always made sure that his people were looked after, catered for, as much as he was looked after and catered for, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and I know those people would have done anything for him as well, because they felt the love which they got from him. So, hey, man. Chibaba. Yeah. Rest in peace, my G. And, yeah, man. I'm going to keep on doing this for you.
Yo, this is Menlik Nesta Gibbons, a.k.a. Dandara. And first and foremost, I would like to say my utmost and most humblest condolences to the fans, family, and friends of Soulja Love. I mean, this is a man who was a pioneer within the industry, who the industry referred to as the Vibes Cartel of Zimbabwe. This is a man who created so much attention and garnered so much respect from himself, using talents handed to him by God. You know, Soulja Love is a man who stood on many major platforms, but I believe he wasn't given as many platforms as he deserved. And he had to fight for every inch, every little position that he ever received. And I think that in fairness, in the legacy of people such as Soulja Love, you know, the industry should start opening up platforms to up-and-coming artists so that we can create more who have such a strong influence amongst the youth. This is a man that gave his whole life to an industry that he loved wholeheartedly. And I believe that he left his mark and his legacy upon that industry, and shall forever be remembered within that industry and beyond. Because what he has achieved is very difficult for anyone to achieve within their lifetime. So much love and respect to Soulja Love. May he rest in peace.
Man, the sad passing of Soulja Love, man, has pained the whole music fraternity, and not just musicians, but his avid fans and the people that followed his work, and Wakorone Wadiki and everybody, the whole country rather. And I just recall beginning of this year when one of my pastor friends in the United States wanted his number, and I furnished him with the number to call him, and he received him well and prayed with him. And I was like telling him that Soulja Love is not the kind of person that people purport him to be. You know, people fight different battles and all that. But right now I am really pained, because he's one of the few musicians that have really, who's said demise and passing away is really, really, really saddened me. Why? Because he's one of the few musicians that I thought and surmised would be going international very soon. And I was quite happy with what Prophet Panganai Java had started doing with him. And I even remember sending one a message comment on Facebook and just say, I hope Panganai Java is going to take him somewhere out there where he deserves to be. Why? Because everything that happens here is a bit of a short change in terms of where the artist can go, and because of lack of resources, a lot of artists end up not really reaching the fullest potential, and Soulja Love was one of those musicians. I really felt needed the break, the big break. So in terms of the artistic benefit, man, we've lost one of the biggest icons here to bring about a new genre called Zim Dancehall that has actually changed the face of the world, our world as we know it. Street lingo has given hope to a lot of young people all over the country, from the ghetto to the rural areas to the cities to the affluent to the, you know, he's done it all across the board, you know. And I believe he's one of the few people and artists who have also died empty, because I feel he gave all that he had. And I just want to say fare thee well, my brother, and till we meet again.
I'm quite glad that you gave me an opportunity to, you know, speak about one of the artists that I would say have gave us like a whole different angle to what we call art, you know, because Soulja Love was not a musician, he was an artist, you know. When you understand the difference between the two things, you know, some people just come into the studio and then they sing and they are very good at it and people will be talented. But then now when you're an artist, then it means that you're artistic on whatever that you're doing, if you understand what I'm saying. So he went from being the best at delivering the music. He was the best at, you know, the punchlines. He was best at the hooks. He was best at performing and every aspect when it comes to singing. But then he went beyond that, and he was someone who gave street lingo. It's very powerful when you can influence how people live their day to day. If you create words that people use for their everyday life, and then they use it throughout this generation, and then, you know, we'll live some of the words that he introduced to even the next generation. So we're looking at words like Jibaba, you know, TVT, you know, Mind Your Hook also, you know, all of those street lingo, that's very powerful. Yeah, it only proves that he had so much influence when it comes to the youth and when it comes to just the whole well-being of the entertainment world.
Hey man, thanks for inviting me to the cast, bro. Yeah, sad times for the industry, sad times for the country, man. Soulja Love was an icon, bro. Like the only celebrity who could cross over all the genres, all the classes, all the, you know, angasti chinu life jalaf, angarishinu mune, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm quoting? That's him on the political life. Wozotiwe representing the ghetto full on, manastembin. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even a real fan of this dancehall movement, but like, he's the guy I can quote the most because he had an impact, yeah? Artist angani talent rake, impact on the culture. Muniaga chinja slang him Zimbabwe. When you hear Munachi Chibaba Baba, Chibaba, you know that came from one place, you know what I mean? So yeah, icon is gone. And in my mind, it's way too soon, because, I mean, that guy was young, man. But, yeah, this was, I don't have much to say on how he died or the method of his passing, because I don't know enough. All I can really comment on is the feeling of loss. Yeah, my one. I'll luta continue, though, for those of us who are left. And people who are going to have to fill in that space, you know what I mean? Yeah, bless.
Stop. So in no particular order there, some of the heartfelt contributions coming from ASAP, Dizzy Don, Don Dada, Jackson, Zimboy, King Dube, Shamiso, Stavo, or DJ Stavo, Willis, as well as Zimbiana Jones, all speaking in a heartfelt manner about their experiences, or their reactions rather, to the death of Soulja Love. Now I'm going to delve into those who wrote about it, members of the media, and these are their stories.
Well, I'm going to celebrate Soulja Love in two formats. In me, as being honest with myself, with the individual, and in honest with myself, with the media person. Soulja Love, his music has been with me for the past 7 years or so. And each and every day I listen to his music, I learn something new through his trials and tribulations growing up. And it's a message that resonates with every other youth. Majority of the youth out there who are going through the same situations he went through. As a media personality, Soulja Love was a fine guy. I remember my first encounter with him. I was at Showspot in Mbare. He was in his corner doing his thing, requested for an interview. It was a difficult interview. Why? Because he was someone who was always straight up with you. You ask him that, he gives you a one-word answer. You try and get something, he gives you a one-word answer. But that was good. That was him. And he was someone who was, I cannot say media shy, but he was a difficult to find person, which I think is, it was him, we can't change that. May his soul rest in peace.
I'm so saddened to learn of the passing of Soulja Love. He was, an entertainer, a musician, an artist, a performer, definitely gone too soon, and I'm just very sad that we will never get to see him realize his full potential, grow bigger, or hear any more great productions from him. And the circumstances also really should be an alert to everyone, really, and particularly artists, to look after their health, and if they have underlying conditions, to really just take all measures to look after themselves. But it's very unfortunate, and my thoughts go to the Masaka family. And I hope that they can remember him for the great, great, great man that he was, and for the joy that he brought to a lot of people's lives. May he rest in peace.
I want to start off by passing my condolences to the Masaka family on their loss of their loved one, Saul Masaka. Soulja Love, as we all knew him. I want to say my condolences to his legion of fans, the people that supported him, promoted him, loved him, were inspired by him. Zimbabwe has definitely lost one of the greatest artists of our time. Soulja Love brought something different to music and to Zim Dancehall. And he was very unconventional about how he did things. His music was unconventional. The way he lived his life was unconventional. And for us, it was entertainment. But he was giving us all of who he was, you know. I definitely am grateful for that, because Soulja Love was electric. He was everything artistic and everything entertainment and everything celebrity. Soulja Love inspires so many through his music, and like others, I will remember him for his music. Ndini Uyauya is one of my favorite tracks, and who can forget how he'd go full bar and catering, you know, and that laugh, that chuckle, that laugh that he would always give us. Soulja Love was amazing, and I'm completely saddened by his passing. I hope that the young ones that he inspired will get to step up and make sure that the Soulja Love's legacy lives on, and his music will never die. You know, we will always have Soulja Love's music. It's so sad that we'll never get to see him perform live. We'll never go to a Soulja Love concert because of the period that we're in. But totally sad, and you know, just just sad over the loss of Soulja Love. And I hope that, I definitely hope that we will always remember him and what he gave us, the music, the entertainment, and all the trends that he set. May his soul rest in peace.
Hey Larry, what's up? What a blow. Soulja Love. Shout out the talent, the raw talent, just the genius that the man had. And just the genuine life of an artist. You know, I was so broken in so many ways. But he never hid it, you know, never, you know, put cosmetics on it. He was real about his life. And, you know, that whole thing once again comes to the play equity. We remember people the most for who they are and what they did when they've passed on. And we related with him. I will not talk about we, I'll talk about I. I related with him on so many levels, and through his songs, through his life, and, you know, episodes in my own life that I really, and he was genuine, and he could express that in a way that no other artist has expressed that for me. And it's so sad. And yeah. May Chibaba rest in eternal peace, man. And yeah, rest in power, my king.
You know, so here's the weird thing. I did not know Soulja Love personally. I actually only got to find out about him on a grander scheme of things when I moved to Zimbabwe in 2018. And immediately after moving to Zim, we had the opportunity of interviewing him on The Rush. And that's The Rush on ZFM with myself and Ms. Red. And we had spoken about him before. I'd read some articles. Obviously, you do your research. So you need to find out more about the man himself and what he's all about. And everything that stood out for me was his lack of timelessness, his lack of respect for stage time and arriving at a venue on time and sometimes not even showing up at all. So guns blazing, I had everything drawn out. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna ask this man, what is his issue with keeping time or just keeping appointments and keeping his schedule right and just keeping commitments? He rocks up. I'm like, all right, cool. I see the gold chains, I see the diamonds, I see man's got swag up dressed, and he's just, you know, he's just superstarish. So we sit down, we start having an interview, and every single question we asked him, he had an answer for. You know, ask him, so tell me, what is the issue with you and keeping time? And he's like, yo fam, you know, you should check out the interview. And he's like, you know, when somebody's in a coma and you've got the that thing that goes up and down, you know, to make sure, to show you that somebody's alive, and if it goes flat, that person is dead. Well, in that case, kana muno afa, show it a flat, and that's exactly how life is. It's full of ups and downs, so things do happen, and that's my response to that question. I was like, all right, cool, man. You know what? I can't trap this man in any way, shape, or form, but I'm just gonna say, look, this guy. The response we got when he passed away, the response that's still coming in today, the inspiration he has been, he was to the ghetto youth of Zimbabwe is immense. He surpassed generations. He gave all of himself to the music industry, to Zim dancehall in particular. And almost every single song that you hear that Jalove is on conquering, every single person knows that phrase. Every single person knows Mwana wa Sithembeni. Every single person knows Chibaba Baba. Once he says that, the stage is lit. So very few people will be able to surpass him when it comes to the connection he had. And I just look forward to, you know, praising him in his music. Anytime I'm on radio and anytime somebody requests a song for him. So it's really sad. It's a huge loss to the Zimbabwe music industry. But I feel he's in a better place. And his music will definitely live on forever. As cliche as it sounds, his music will live on forever. So yeah, rest in peace, Soulja Love. You gave us so much joy and so much to look forward to in the music industry, and you left a legacy for sure.
Man, what can I say? The man was talented. I didn't know him personally, but the honest truth is, of the material that he managed to release for the people, it touched people at different levels and at different times of their life. So technically he was probably a social commentator, as much as he also gave us music that was very entertaining. So sad that he had to pass on at a very, very, very young age. But I guess the music will live on and his legacy will live on. Man, may he rest in peace. May those that are around him be comforted in everything that they're going through right now. It's a tough time. But yeah, man, listen, his name is Soulja Love. The last name says a lot about what he gave to the world, which is love. And he was a soldier. So yeah, man. From a person who did not know him personally, but I kind of worked with him remotely, if it makes sense to anyone. But yeah, man, may his soul rest in peace. It is what it is.
My name is Winston Antonio. I'm a senior arts reporter with Alpha Media Holdings. You know, the death of Soulja Love, a lyricist par excellence, has robbed Zimbabwe one of its talent, a creative artist he was, leaving a big void in the Zimbabwean music industry. Indeed, Soulja Love was a lyricist par excellence, a wordsmith, but of course, his microphone might have been turned off, but his music will forever live. Look at his compositions, the deep lyrics in his compositions. You know, he was a giant whose music appealed to many people across the social strata. You know, in Soulja Love, my view would be that of an artist who tried to tell his story, life, but maybe perhaps he never got the attention he was seeking through his music, because he is a man who claims that his music was inspired by the social experience, the life he was living during his days. You know, in many of the interviews that I have had with him, he would actually put it across that his music is a true reflection of his life, such that even if a lot of negative stories were written, negative stories across all digital platforms, He was a man who stood for whom he was because of his lyrical prowess. So he would try to explain himself through his composition. Look at songs like Ndini Wia Wia, you know, Go Back to Sender. You know, these are songs that had touched hearts of many. Is he saying about broken dreams, family problems, unemployment, drug and alcohol abuse, religion, and evil spirits? You know, this was Soulja Love for you. Through his lyrics, through his music, you could actually tell that Soulja Love was among the few crop of young artists who were hungry for success in this competitive music industry in Zimbabwe. You know, his lyrical prowess, that he was likened to the top Jamaican artist, Vybz Kartel. You know, this is how talented he was. Through his music, you know, he mixed a mixture of Jamaican influence reggae beats with Zimbabwean style lyrics, which resonated well with the experience of the youth across the country. So this is the talent that was in Soja Love, you know, a man who tried to foretell his own life through his compositions. Indeed, in Soja Love, the nation has been robbed of a talented artist. A big void has been left in the Zimbabwean music industry. May his soul rest in peace.
Some really heartfelt expressions there, and some insights from people who wrote about him, or at least if they were not writing about him, were presenting on radio. So some of the voices you heard there, or all of the voices in no particular order, Anisuma Samvu, PD, The Ghost, as well as Simba from ZFM, McDonald, who used to be on Classic 263, Rumbi Moyo, who used to be on Power FM, Rumbi Venge, who is on Happy Talk, and Winston Antonio, a scribe there who spoke so passionately at the end, I beg your pardon, and he spoke so passionately. He's with Alpha Media Holdings. And a different space was the fans, as well as people in the corporate media space, who also wanted to share their, well, I could say, personal experiences and feelings about him. And this is what they had to say.
Yeah, man, it's a sad thing to lose such talent in a country such as Zimbabwe. This young man came through, he saw, he conquered, he definitely and most certainly made an impact. And we have definitely lost out. Music is going to be poorer without him. But we take solace in the sense that musicians never really die. They just stop performing live, but their music lives forever. This man was a lyrical genius, a godfather himself, and most certainly he was a pioneer in this dancehall movement. He inspired a lot of youngsters, and his style has set into a lot of these new artists that are coming up. And I do think that for that, he becomes our hero. He has to go to a place where heroes are appreciated. And that's what he's just been. You know, for somebody to come into a space and have such an impact, it can only be talent, man. It can only be something that is God-given that he has inside of him. And it's a pity that we have lost him at such a tender age. You know, we could have seen a lot more coming through. And I remember working with him before I even joined the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority, but we were working for a gig that was organized by the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority in 2016, I think. It was the Harare International Carnival, and I was an MC there. He was due to perform there, and I have never seen such love, such connection with an artist. And from that day, I remember posting on my social media saying, this man is a dancehall god, and I think dancehall is a religion, you know, just because of the love that I saw and the respect that I saw from people. So he's one of the best, definitely, in this country, and we ought to give him that respect. Rest in peace, my good friend, and as you would say, the conquering lion, you know, you continue to conquer. We appreciate you, and we love you very much. Rest in peace, rest in power, until we meet again soon. Tambopunda namu pasipano.
So young, so full of life, so talented.
The news of Soldier Love's death hit me harder than I expected, and I'm very upset right now. May his soul rest in peace, Lizzie D.
You know, I know I'm not one of the best people to do a tribute for Soldier Love. He was a huge artist, like a giant. His death is a loss to the industry, it's a loss to Zimbabwe, it's a loss to his family, it's a loss to a lot of young people who looked up to him, were inspired by him to start making music. And I always envisioned him as someone who would become a star. He had that persona, and his presence, Jay, would tell you that here we have like a legend in the making. Now that he's gone, I don't know what to say. I just hope that his legacy will be carried forward, and his music will never be forgotten, and we'll celebrate him enough. He was celebrated when he was alive. I loved playing his music, especially Pamamonya Ipapo, one of my favorite songs. With that, I think, yeah, I'm at a loss of words. I'm not even speaking the way I always speak. I hope this will help. I hope he will rest in eternal peace, and his family finds comfort, and also the music industry and the fraternity as a whole.
I think just obviously Soldier Love touched each and every person, but for me personally, his music brought healing. It entertained me. I danced and I cried to his music, and I'm a bit sad that I didn't listen to the latest album where he's apologizing. There's a song called I'm Sorry, where obviously that must have been a really big cry for help, and we missed it. We were so busy looking for hits from him and missing his cries for help in most of his songs in the last album that he released in December. So, yeah, I'm going to miss the guy. And I'm really sad that we won't be able to give him the send-off that he deserved. He was going to get the city shut down. The country shut down, obviously, but because of lockdown challenges, we won't be able to give him a befitting send-off. I just say thank you for sharing your music and making us happy, making us cry, making us celebrate. We'll never forget you, Makruan.
So some of the voices there you heard of people who share their experiences and their thoughts on Soldier Love, who passed away on Tuesday. Godfrey Chief Koti and Liz Dziva and Taffy Gotora, as well as Tendai Joe, from their respective organizations and in the individual capacity, talking about the impact that Soldier Love had in their particular lives. Now, what is clear is that Soldier Love was a celebrated artist, that he lived only 31 years. And at such a massive body of work, for me, is pretty iconic, much like the impact of the late Tupac on hip-hop history in the United States. Soldier Love, now declared a provincial hero in Zimbabwe, was not simply one of the best dancehall artists around. He is one of Zimbabwe's greatest artists, certainly for his generation. And if one is important to be described as one for his own generation, then across the tapestry of our history, then the conversation puts you among the titans of the country's history as a whole. Many will keep mentioning his demons, and for their reasons, yes, whatever the case may be. But yet, what stories can we tell so powerfully, with such imagination, if we have not lived those stories? And he once said, "I didn't get your double story, Andisina." In essence, one cannot write of a life they did not live. Chigunduru, Makuruwane, conquering Shumba, Chigunduru, Makuruwane, conquering Shumba, Chibaba, and now Gamba, Pamamonya Ipapo, to Soma Musaka. We say rest in peace, but to Soldier Love, we know he will live forever. It's Larry Creator Eye on this special edition of the Criticast. To get in touch with me, larry@3mob.com. Remember, this program is brought to you by Three Men on a Boat Publishing. And if you want to subscribe, you can go onto any platform there, well, such as your iTunes. Do they still call it iTunes? Apple iOS. You can also go onto Google Podcasts and so forth and subscribe so you can get a notification whenever there's a new episode out. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people they love. And I go out again listening to that dedication from Kito to Soldier Love. Rest in peace. Chibaba, Chigunduru, Makuruan, Conquering Shumba. And I say now, Kamba.
Chalaf, Sauro, Chibatai, Baba. Awalwadawa, gone too soon. Bamba Zavanava, Kito on the guitar. Tomachira, my balls, and it won't happen. Tapamina, Bamba, Minya, Pampo, Chikama, Huda, Chisiba, Kore, Tapamina, Bamba, Minya, Pampo, Chima, Bos, Tapamina, Bamba, Minya, Pampo, Chima, 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 Mamma monya papo, Tobachki da mapo, Takamina mamma monya papo, Jama futa, Tisila kore, Takamina mamma monya papo, Papos, Jima pos, Takamina mamma monya papo, Chipunuru, Manasta beni pamma monya papo. Gone too soon, big man. Fumbas with another. Are we dead?